Well, did you notice NPR only covered the California results? Okay, then. How are you? Doing pretty good? Yeah? Okay. All right. Feeling good? Feeling good about yourselves? About life in general? I won't mention the elections. That's okay. That's cool. We were on suicide watch here in Madison for a while, but it's over now. They gave us our belts back, and we're okay. Poor Russ is wandering around saying, you know, what do I do? What do I do? He hasn't worked actually for a living for, you know.
Years.
30 years, probably. I think he has a law degree or something. He'll land on his feet. Russ Feingold. In the news, the tanning bed arrives at the Speaker's office. Of course, first job the Speaker-elect Boehner has to do is dump all of Nancy's throw pillows or Indian bed sheets, the Afghan rugs, the beaded curtains, incense burners. Make room for that Sunquest, the Cadillac of tanning beds, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, Sharon Angle and Christine O'Donnell are Thelma and Louise. The exit polls reveal voters already are tired of the new Congress. They're leaning towards the Flat Earth Party in 2012. President Obama, in a change of tone, will deliver the State of the Union dressed as Paul Revere. Three lanterns, because they came by land and sea. Okay. John Boehner, of course, will be seated behind the president during the State of the Union, trying to out-tan him. But at least it won't be Newt Gingrich back there making faces like he did behind Clinton for all
that was terrible.
Oh, it's terrible. You know,
very impolite.
Yeah, it's rude. Democrats seek protection under Endangered Species Act. Instead of yellow dog, you'll have snail darter Democrats. The results show that first-time voters made it their first and last time. Come on, guys, you wouldn't stop with just one beer, would you? Nancy Pelosi will keep her seat in the House, but it will be in the mezzanine. There's a lot of new jobs now that Republicans are in. Downside is they're all in lawn care. That's the trickle-down theory. It's all about sprinklers. For Democratic voters, however, some good news, the Mac rib is back. Charlie Sheen found his watch. Little Wayne's out of jail. Randy Moss has been wiped off on a Titans jersey. So there's an upside to everything, goes to show you. The Republicans vow to repeal the San Francisco Giants' victory. They got in and renounced their own health insurance immediately. Until their wives called them, made them take it back. They intend to offer burial insurance in lieu of the Obamacare. Well, it's only 50 cents a week. And you can get the casket in advance. That's the beauty of that sort of thing, because it makes a nice coffee table. You put legs on that baby. Or a wet bar. A lot of guys use them for a wet bar. I'm going to get one of them Packer caskets.
Yeah.
Those are nice. The Republicans will take up the fight against global cooling. They intend to prune the Constitution by dropping all the amendments except the second, which means that women won't be able to vote, but they can form militias. It's a trade-off. Tea Party freshmen make it clear they're not willing to start in the mailroom. First on their short list, disband Congress. So that's almost the definition of irony there, I guess that would be. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and they're going to take the president's parking space away. That's high on the agenda. In other news, President Obama checks into an ashram in India. Boy, I thought that was a lot better than that. Jobs were added last month, but not enough to offset the number lost in Congress, of course. Keith Olbermann counted out. The Discovery Channel are already at work on Sarah Palin's Lower 48. Yeah. Well, we watch for it on the Discovery Channel. High-speed trains going nowhere in a hurry. They're out because they're un-Republican high-speed trains. For some reason, they're not Republican. They like the slower trains. Right, sir? Don't you like a slower train, a nice steam train? Or A good diesel. A streetcar. Streetcar, exactly. A streetcar. Named you. What's your name?
Lou.
A streetcar named Lou, ladies and gentlemen. Hats off to you, Lou. Where was I? Oh, yes. Let's see. High-speed train's going nowhere. Okay, joke going nowhere is what it should be. Britain and France signed a treaty ending 800 years of the English calling condoms French hoods and the French calling them capote anglaise. So, some progress there at the international front. George W. says in his new book he cares about all black people except Kanye West. MacGruber dispatched to Yemen. Qantas, thank you, John. Qantas grounds planes after koala falls off fuselage. And Snooki to hold massive rally on Capitol Mall. That's all the news that isn't. Thank you, and good night.